Hello, this is my audio Mo, and I'm afraid it's on a bit of a dark topic. I've been in this situation twice of being, sorry, that's my dog coughing. I've been in this situation twice of being left behind by somebody who feels like they can't go on, and I've written this poem, No Names Relate. For I've Fallen Apart. I'm Lou Howard. Life is said to be precious. I can't see how. How can it be when I've endured a life of hurt and hell? Forever unhappy, for I've fallen apart. Day by day, I wait for the rejection, too much hurt, too much broken trust, never knowing if I'll survive the pain, for I've fallen apart. In my world of loneliness, death is inside, eating up my dreams, which before were held so high, wishing, wanting, death take me away, for I've fallen apart. Thinking all the time how things used to be, never to get better, for death has me now, the only thing left is suicide. My name is Kate. I stood there quiet, drowning in sorrow. Too much pain, she'd felt so hollow. Nobody spoke, nor did they move. They had nothing left to prove. They didn't wish to see her body, broken and lost in a land so shoddy. They'd never helped or even cared. All alone, they'd left her there. Always laughed at her and her world. So cruel, so cold. Now they stand feeling her pain. It was their loss, her gain. Forever to live with the guilt. Bullying is not right, for she couldn't put up a proper fight. No more would her face shine in the sun. No longer would she have to watch the gun. Her cold fingers clasped round cold metal. Leaves were falling along with the petals. Her lips as blue as a blackberry. Cheeks no longer rosy like the cherry. Lying so still in the same position. Face so blank with no recognition. They basked in the silence after hearing the bulletin, for they had committed a dreadful sin. They stood outside the dark shed, unable to imagine what went on in her head. Another tear has had to fall. She couldn't deal with Earth's demand. A life barely been lived at all is to be led by suicide's hand. Let's hope that happiness is with you now, and you've heard our goodbyes somehow. Let's hope those black clouds turn to dust. Let's hope somehow we'll all adjust. Labelling seemed the cause for all the faults and all the flaws. Although bullying is just all names, it's still enough to drive you insane. No one ever stopped to think, when they were mean, her boat could sink. Now instead of being here with me, you are another suicide tragedy. I was just a bystander and couldn't do much. As a friend, I should have held your hand. The sorrow will leave, though I'll never understand. I miss you, Lou. I wish you were here. I wish you'd magically appear. I wish I'd known when it went wrong. Why didn't I help you to stay strong? Society says it does its best. So where is Lou and the rest? She needed help. Can you hear? I think the answer's plain and clear. She needed help. Schools were blind. They fobbed her off on whatever they could find. And it seems to me the main cause of suicide is everything society hides. So that was my little poem. Well, not so little, it's quite long. That was my poem. It's called For I've Fallen Apart. And I wrote it in memory of those two people who left this earth. And I just remember being particularly angry because they were both bullying related. It was the reason why they had enough. And they were both under the age of 18. I find that just ridiculously sad. It makes me cry, and I miss them a lot. So, I love those angels. See you later. Bye.